Now let's consider the parable of the lost coin. Immediately after telling the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus told another similar story, but with significant differences. In Luke 15:8-10, he said, "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." If the first parable was about a shepherd and his sheep, this one spoke of a woman and her coin. Jesus was inclusive in his examples, demonstrating that both men and women could understand God's heart. A drachma was worth roughly a day's wage. For this woman, owning 10 drachmas meant having a modest savings, perhaps for emergencies or future needs. Losing a tenth of her savings was significant. Imagine the scene, a humble home with a dirt floor and few windows, making the interior a dark. A small silver coin falls and rolls into some dark corner under furniture or blends into the dirt. The woman notices the loss and immediately begins an intense search. She lights a lamp. Even during the day, she needed extra light to search in dark corners. She sweeps the house, not merely to clean, but to hear the coin clink against the broom or see it move in the dust, and she searches carefully, indicating a meticulous, patient, persistent search. She doesn't give up easily. When she finally finds the coin, her joy is similar to the shepherd's. She also calls her friends and neighbors to celebrate with her. It might seem excessive to celebrate over one coin, but the joy of finding what was lost surpasses its material value. Jesus makes the same comparison again. In the same way, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Again, he was challenging the Pharisees' viewpoint. While they judged Jesus for associating with sinners, the angels in heaven celebrated each recovered lost soul. This parable adds another dimension to the previous one. The sheep was lost through wandering, choosing its own path, similar to someone consciously drifting away from God. The coin was lost accidentally, perhaps through someone's oversight, similar to people who become distant from God due to external influences, circumstances, or without fully understanding what they are doing. But in both cases, God actively searches. He doesn't merely wait for the lost to find their way back. He searches carefully, giving individual attention until he finds them. There is also a lesson about value in this parable. The coin did not lose its worth by being lost. It still retained its value, even covered in dust in a dark corner. Similarly, a person does not lose their value in God's eyes by being lost in sin or far from Him. God continues valuing every life, continues seeking, and continues longing for restoration. For those feeling lost, there is a message of hope. God has not given up on you. He is actively searching, lighting dark corners, sweeping carefully to find you. And when you are found, there will be celebration in heaven. For those who, like the Pharisees, tend to judge sinners, there is a challenge. If God valued these people enough to actively seek them, who are we to despise them? If there is joy in heaven when they are found, shouldn't we also rejoice? These two parables, the lost sheep and the lost coin, establish an important pattern. Something valuable is lost. Someone diligently searches. The lost is found, and there is celebration.